The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
All right, we're taking a little unofficial poll today. Headline, virus vaccine put to final test in thousands of volunteers. 30,000 volunteers are stepping up and taking test vaccine shots. Half will receive the proposed vaccine, half will receive a placebo, and then they will be watched and they'll see whether they get COVID-19 or not. This is a brand new vaccine just developed in conjunction with the National Institutes of Health and an American pharmaceutical company. My question, would you be a volunteer? Now, folks, I want you to go on the air and tell me yes or no. And again, if you want to just go on the air and say, nope, no way, that's fine. If you want to share why, that's okay, too. Or if you want to say, yes, I'll do it for the betterment of mankind and to save people's lives, yeah, sure. We immediately had three people call, but they didn't want to go on the air. Okay. But we had one nope, one no, and one uh-uh. Well, no, they were all just no. So far, we have had three no's, but none of them wanted to go on the air. Now, give me a call. Would you be a volunteer? Now, the negatives, you have no idea what this thing is about. The safety has not been proven yet. It was probably safe for the lab rats, but it's not known yet whether it's really effective against the COVID-19. So there's a lot of negatives. The positives, if this really does turn out to be an effective vaccine, thousands of lives could be saved and you could be a part of it. So lots of negatives, lots of positives. So here's my question. Would you be a volunteer? Yes or no? You can explain to me your reasoning, or you can just say yes, or you can say, no way. 877-BOB-LIVE is the number. 877-262-5483. Got that? 877-262-5483. First up on the phone, we already have had three no's. We got Brian in Westerville. Brian, yes or no?
I don't know why everybody's so concerned about going on the air. No way. Absolutely no way. This has been rushed out. There are other options available. And I will guarantee one thing, if they try to make it mandatory, that's, I think, when the battle begins.
Well, and that will be my next poll, all right? And that's not the question today, but that'll be the next poll. If they make it mandatory, I don't think under Donald Trump it will be made mandatory. If Joe Biden is elected, you can almost count on it being mandatory.
What about Governor DeWine? Because he's already overreacting to everything. And he might make it mandatory for health care, for teachers, for preachers.
Yeah, yeah.
There's all kinds of things.
Yeah, and you're right. I think that's the way DeWine would handle it. Hey, it's voluntary unless you're a server in a restaurant, you're a pastor because you're in contact with other people, you're a health care worker. Pardon?
You're singing at church. You're worshiping. Yeah.
I could see that with DeWine. I could see it.
But if you're a protester, it doesn't matter because COVID is a Friday and burning, looting, and so. And it apparently also goes to sleep at 10 o'clock. So.
Well, yeah, he goes to sleep. It goes to sleep at 10 o'clock at night, and no, it doesn't wake up until 10 o'clock.
Oh yes, that's correct. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't wake up. You can't catch it. You can't catch it until after 10 o'clock at night, and if you are protesting, well, you're immune to it.
So we don't need a vaccine. You just need to be a drunk rioter, and you're good to go.
Yeah, I think you're right, Brian. So I'm putting you down as a no.
Yeah, I'll make that in capital letters.
Okay, thanks, Brian. All right, so that is 4 no's. All right, now, this is an honest question. I'm not just trying to be the devil's advocate here. This is an honest question. I am not an anti-vacciner. I am not. And the primary reason I am not an anti-vacciner is because of polio. I grew up during the polio plague when children my age by the thousands were hit with polio. I remember it so well, and maybe you've heard me tell this story. There was a large polio treatment facility on the corner where you went to the church that I went to when I was growing up. And every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, every Wednesday night, we drove by this big facility. This was in the days of the iron lungs. Now, folks, please, 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 if you don't know what an iron lung is, if you're too young to know what an iron lung is, please do an internet search. I'm serious. Do an internet search, just pull up what was an iron lung and check it out. Thousands upon thousands of children had to live inside what was called an iron lung. It was a horrible existence. Anyway, there was a big treatment facility, and they had big windows. And every Sunday, every Wednesday, I could see those kids inside in those iron lungs. And we all prayed that I wouldn't get it. My parents prayed that I wouldn't get it. But children were getting polio until Jonas Salk developed a vaccine. Now, to all of the anti-vacciners, take a look at the devastating effect of polio and how a safe vaccine delivered the world from a horrible disease. Smallpox, same thing. And many other devastating diseases we have been delivered from because of a vaccine. Okay? Now, should the vaccine be safe? Yes. Do vaccines have aborted baby parts? No. They at one time did, but in my limited research, I don't know of a single vaccine today that has anything to do with aborted babies. Not today. Mercury, that's another topic. And well, anyway, so I think we need to be very careful and cautious with vaccines. But it is an absolute undisputed fact that vaccines have saved the lives of millions of people. So what if there could be a safe vaccine for COVID-19? Would you be willing to be a part of the experiment to get it approved? So anyway, if you want to comment, give me a call, 877-BOB-LIVE. So far, no yeses. All no's. Would you be a volunteer? 150,000 people have already volunteered. And in this first test, 30,000 are participating, primarily in the state of Georgia. Interesting. 877-BOB-LIVE is the number. 877-262-5483.
talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. We will we'll finish things up here pretty soon. Can't believe that the program is just about gone. We're taking a little unofficial poll, and I'm asking you to go on the air and just answer. Would you be a volunteer for a test of an experimental vaccine for COVID-19? The first official test began yesterday. 30,000 volunteers will be given a shot. Half will receive the real vaccine, half will receive a placebo, and then they will be followed to see if they get the COVID-19. My question, would you be a volunteer? 150,000 plus have signed up to volunteer. Yes? No? So far, we have had four no's. Next up is David in Dublin. Hey, David. You're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome.
Well, I know where I'm going, so shoot me up. no problem here for the betterment of mankind. Shoot me up. But bottom line is this, I have no worries. I know where I'm going to go, so... you know, it's not to point fingers at those who may not, but I'm all ears and
okay.
I'm all arms.
So. Okay, so you would be willing to take the risk of safety issues and so forth. May I, if it's none of my business, you tell me, may I ask how old you are?
I am 58.
Okay.
My kids are 29 and 30, and... they're out of the house. I get it. If you have younger kids that are not out of the house, would have apprehensions. That's not my case. So, again, I for the betterment of man.
All right.
Go for it.
All right. So we got our first yes from David in Dublin. Thanks, David. I appreciate it.
No problem. Bye now.
All right. God bless. Now to Beaver Creek, Ohio. And is it Natalia? Is that correct?
It's Nathalyn.
Nathalyn. And you know what? That's exactly the way it's spelled on my screen, and I butchered the pronunciation. Nathalyn, welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
And what are your thoughts?
No. Because you're not certain what's in it, for sure. And my husband, a couple of years ago, took the flu shot and became violently ill from that about a week. So I'm just a little more reluctant based on that and other issues, what's in it exactly, along those lines, for the most part.
Do you hope that an effective and safe vaccine is developed?
I do. I pray so.
Yeah.
I just don't think you should rush anything that's going to impact so many people, though. And actually, I just came from Georgia. My parents live there. My dad has dementia. And I did fine with them. We had no problems.
Okay. Good. Good. Well, I appreciate it. And Nathalyn, thank you for your comments. I appreciate
it
very much. All right. God bless you. So that is five no's and one yes. So obviously, overwhelmingly, most of you are saying no. My question, then where are they going to get the volunteers? But on the other side, the other hand, this really has been rushed. And there's no hiding that. The president has praised the fact that this has come so very, very quickly. This is historic. To my knowledge, and obviously I could be wrong, I don't know of any vaccine ever that has advanced this quick, this fast. So anyway, the majority of my audience says no. Let's see. Now, okay, I won't get into that. I think we have just enough time to deal with the NFL. Headline, NFL to allow social justice messages in the end zone, players to wear decals of police brutality victims, according to a report. Now, well, let me read you the story, then I'll make a couple of editorial comments. Roger Goodell released this statement as we continue to amplify and elevate the NFL's ongoing and long-term commitment to social justice. We will be incorporating several prominent elements on the field into all broadcasts and across league and club platforms to begin the NFL season and beyond. In developing these concepts, we have worked directly with players and received input from the NFLPA, which is the NFL Players Association. Personally, I think this is absolutely dumb. This is sports. This is a game. Why in the world are we injecting politics into what is clearly a game? And politics that some will agree with, some will not. Quote, players who opt to wear the decal will be given a list of names, or they can choose, quote, a victim of systematic racism who is not on the list. So the NFL is saying there is systematic racism. Okay. They can put messages in the end zone. People can have names painted on their helmet. They can have messages that takes all of us. They can have messages of end racism. And at least in the first game of the season, they are going to play what is called the Black National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing, ahead of week one. Why? We have a national anthem. We already do. Does any person in their right mind believe that this will unite America? I predict the NFL by the end of this season, and not just by COVID-19, is going to be in serious, serious, serious trouble. Play the game. All right, gotta go. Hope you have a wonderful, wonderful evening. But please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.